sing that for me. Amen. Ain't the Lord good? Thank God. Say.
So many times I've questioned certain circumstances for things I could not understand. And many times in trials, weakness blurs my visions and my frustrations get so out of hand. Oh, but it's then I am reminded I've never been forsaken. I've never had to stand one test alone. As I look at all the victories, the Spirit rises up in me. It's through the fire my weakness is made strong.
He never promised that the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard to climb. Oh, he never offers a victory without fighting, but he said help would always come in time. So remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says give in, just hold on. Our Lord will show up and he will take you through the fire again. He never promised that the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard to climb. Oh, he never offered a victory without fighting, but he said help would always come in time. Just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says just give in, just hold on. My Lord will show up and he will take you through the fire again.
I know within myself that I would surely perish, but if I'll trust the hand of God, he'll shield those flames again,
again. He never promised that the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard to climb. Oh, he never offered a victory without fighting, but he said help would always come in time. Just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says give in, just hold on. Our Lord will show up and he will take you through the fire again. Oh, he never promised that the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered a victory without fighting, but he said help would always come in time. Just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says just give in. in. Just hold on. My Lord will show up and he will take you through the fire again.
So many times I've questioned certain circumstances for things I could not understand. Many times in trials, weakness blurs my visions, and my frustrations get so out of hand. Oh, but it's then I am reminded I've never been forsaken. I've never had to stand one test alone. But as I look at all the victories, my spirit rises up in me, and it's through the fire my weakness is made strong.
He never promised that the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard to climb. Oh, he never offered our victories without fighting, but he said help would always come in time. Just remember when you're standing in the valley of
he says, give in, just hold on. My Lord will show up and he will take you through the fire again. I know within myself that I would surely perish, but if I'll trust the mighty hand of God, he'll shield those flames again,
again. He never promised that the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered our victories without fighting, but he said help would always come.
Cross the line.
get some help if you want it. This is that kind of atmosphere the Lord brings by. It'll help your family. It'll help your soul. It'll help you as a preacher. It'll help you as a daddy. It'll help a mama. It'll help a home. It'll help a church. Amen. You can get some help around here. You ought to listen to the good Lord. You ought to worship Him this morning. He loved you. He died for you. He rose for you. He represents you. He's a coming back for you one day. Amen. 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 God's a doing work around here. You ought to listen. You say times are running out. You're exactly right. You better get it while you can. You ought to listen to the Lord. Amen. If you're lost, He can save you. If you're heavy laden, He can help you bear your load. If you love, He can lift you up. If you're sad, He can make you glad. If you're defeated, He can give you victory. Bless His name. Sing me some more. Amen. Oh, God. God, some of them dining hall ladies is coming over here to get some help. Hallelujah! Woo! Great God Almighty! Amen!
I've questioned
there's help!
Circumstances for things I could not undo.
Hey! Amen. Sometimes you think a Friday morning service is just a service that you have, so you're heading toward the close. But it's like Brother Bobby Lamond said back there before we started. He said the Lord didn't turn the water into wine to the end. Till the end. And I appreciate what he's doing around here this morning. Hallelujah. You just tell him what's on your heart.
The Lord save me.
Studying, Steve told me to be ready Tuesday.
Yeah.
The Lord touched my heart that night. He said, "You're gonna have to give something while you're preaching."
Yes, sir.
I said, "Lord, Lord, you know where we're at, new home and all that stuff. Trying to spin right and
I be know.
A good steward." He said, "You do that." He said, "I'm gonna do something for you." I didn't know what.
He outdid himself, didn't he?
He did more than money could buy this morning. Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless his name. Go ahead and fellowship a little bit. Amen. The Lord ain't through either, let me tell you that.
But to a dying world, the greatest thing that we can say, just take a look at Calvary, Jesus saves. Oh, Jesus saves. He still does. He'll make of you someone new, cleansed of sin and wise. The Holy Spirit whispers, no more must you be enslaved. Just believe it. Jesus saves.
It's been just a little while ago, Miss Sheila come by me and she said, I have something I need to say. And I just told her to wait. She's been waiting for a while. But I appreciate what God's doing. You go right ahead.
Okay. I don't know why the Lord wanted me to testify, because I'm not a public speaker and I've never talked in a microphone before that I ever know of. When Preacher Steve had them to sing that song, Going Through the Fire, it took me back in October when my husband had a heart attack. Yes, right. And I didn't know if he's going on my way to the hospital. I didn't know if he's still going to be alive or not. I had just lost my dad in March before that. And I said, Lord, on my way to the hospital, I said, you just have to help me. My mom was home and had to have 24-hour care. And I thought, I just don't know. I just can't do it by myself.
That's right.
And then that song came on the radio. And it just gave me such a peace that the Lord was going to help me. He took me through the fire with my dad. My husband made it, and he took me through the fire with that. And then in January after that, I lost my mom. And he helped me with that. And then in March after that, I almost didn't make it because I had lost a lot of blood, and he took me through that. And, and maybe I just need to tell that, because all that happened in a year's time. And I'm not saying it for somebody to have pity on me. I'm just saying it because the Lord can help you.
Amen. Certainly
I had people to tell me, I don't see how you're still going. But I said, I've got the Lord helping me.
Amen.
I said, I've got Christian
Amen.
Friends helping me. And he can take you through anything. And my parents are in heaven. I grew up in a good Christian home. I didn't have to worry like the brother
Amen.
Did that just preached, and I'm thankful for that. I was first introduced to camp meeting when my grandparents brought me, and it holds a special place in my
Amen.
Heart. All three of my kids are saved. They all have Christian spouses. All my my grandchildren are saved, and the Lord's been good to
Amen.
Me. And even though that your prayers might not be answered the way you want them, the Lord's going to bring you through whatever that they end up being.
Amen.
And I'm just thankful He's answered so many prayers for me concerning my family. And just pray for me. I just want to be how He had me to be.
Amen. Ain't that a blessing? Brother Dana, you come around here. Whatever's on your heart to do, I'm with you, brother.